Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
amazing song that we like to play at the beginning of our shows. And this is Deborah Lee. You're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are part of a poetry group, radio group, that hangs out at allpoetry.com. It's free to join. And if you do, you can hit the groups tab and look us up. Again, that's A Team of Voices. And if you are already a member, just knock and come hang out with us. If you'd like to call the show to participate, it's 1-646-668-2837. And we'd be happy to hear from you. We have shows every single night of the week, just about, and the topics vary by host and hostess. If you're on the site, you can check out the topic boards that all start by date and tell you what's going on that night. Just drop a poem there, and we'd be glad to hear from you. And on this special occasion, the prompt tonight is in honor of the birthday boy, my big brother, Jay Hatter. Happy birthday, Hatter.
Well, you say it's your birthday. You go to
I do. I say it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've gone around the sun too many times.
Too many times? Not giving anything away, huh?
Nope. Just follow that number.
Well, on this occasion, I think we better get the show on the road. I thought, okay, so I'm about 6 minutes ahead of schedule, which is really weird. I don't know how that happened. But in the meantime, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up some of these lines and let some of our friends come to the door, such as that amazing dynamic duo from A Poetic Slice of Life, Stephen and Kay, also known as Stephen and or Kay, also known as Mr. and Mrs. Nemesis, and there's probably a few more, too, and they've got, who knew they would wind up with a basket full of nicknames, but hey, Stephen and Kay, welcome to the show.
Look, they got presents.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You got to let me know if there's enough candles on the cake on the board.
Let me see. Oh my goodness, you're close. That's cute. How are you looking?
Geez.
I could tell by his laugh that he did see it. Okay, cool. And right behind the dynamic duo is none other than Wayne Gent. Hello, hello, Wayne. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Quite well.
Me?
How are you?
Fine, fine. All I got to say is Rock Lives Hatter.
And then standing right next to Wayne is Liquid Damage. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Good to be here. Hi, guys.
Glad you're
here. Hi, Hatter. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the poems and Hatter's reaction to those poems. Now, Hatter, do you have your reading glasses handy? Because the five poems that inspired the show and whatnot, I had figured on doing periodically throughout the show and hoping that you'll read, but up to you.
What did I?
What?
You didn't say
what
I couldn't be
say?
On meds.
I would not, under the circumstances, especially, I would never tell you you couldn't be on meds. I just need to know if you can see, that's all. Like, no double vision and no trails or squirrely lines or anything. Can you read your poems?
So far, so good.
Okay, because I know we always start out with the dynamic duo, but tonight you're going to read the first one and then them. Because I have it like one of yours and a couple and one of yours and a couple, and we'll see how long you last. But let's start. These are the five poems. I took these five poems, and they were prompts. And then I pulled some lines from your poems in another section, and those were prompts. And then I took your five poems and blended them together and created a word bank from the five poems. So everything... Oh, and then one more thing. Do you remember that green picture of the tunnel on the train tracks that I wrote that poem about? That you, okay. Well, there was one picture for tonight, and that's the one. So there was all kinds of ways they could go. And that's what tonight's personal prompts are, however they put them together.
Cool.
Now, yours
Go ahead. Were the lines that you used picked out of the verses that you the poems that you picked, or
everything's tied to these five poems, so yes, they were.
Oh, okay.
I just plucked like a favorite line out of it, and that way they would have some options, but everybody had to use the photo because you're big on seeing how many different ways somebody can take a photo. But there's a few other, you know, various different surprises and treats. And speaking of which, before you read that poem, I have one little treat for you first. Hang on. Our queen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go for it.
Hey. Hey, queen.
Hi, Hatter. Hi.
How are you, Hatter?
I've heard it was your birthday, and I got all dressed up especially for you, and I'm going to sing this song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hatter. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Marilyn Monroe.
Aww.
Sir, what did you think of that?
That was sweet.
Marilyn.
Good job, Lady A.
Pretty cool, right?
Did
everyone get
marinated
by Marilyn Monroe on their birthday?
I like to say. I'm all a clap, so I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, before you get too flustered, why don't you click that link and read for us? And thanks, sis.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Do you see it, Hatter? If everyone would click on Rainbow in the Dark, Hatter's going to read.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Space
it out here. I was looking at the rules of the contest. Where the group go? Okay, it was in the back. Okay, goes like this: the ancient fields fed prism skies, laid buried underground. Darkness feeds as demons cry, shadows lost and never found. Days of gray paint, nights of black, binding time but never sold. Bolted lights play stormy seas, wicked winds spin chains of gold. The fall of heaven's tinted dome, where streaks of light shall arc, painting waves to guide me home like a rainbow in the dark.
Wow.
Such an awesome poem, Hatter. Really, really great brevity.
Brevity days.
Yeah, but long or not, you're really good with your cadence and your rhyme and your trademark and like, how could I not choose this one as one of the choices for people to be inspired by? I mean, it only has 52 likes, so I get a feeling that a few people like it. I, for one. So, since Kay is the next reader, I would like to have her comment on the poem, and then she can read her contribution for you. Kay, please.
Well, yeah, this is actually one that inspired my write tonight. It's definitely a beautiful share, one that I haven't read. I do feel that in life, choosing light is a must because if you chase the wrong things and you stay in the dark for too long. This is a wonderful share.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And I think I have yours on the board for you. So... Oh, it looks like yours is quite liked as well. Already 53 over there. My, oh, my. So will you dazzle us, please?
Yes, let me get over there. I just had to hit send on my comment. Okay. I call us a path to light is inner salvation. Greenery trust when in climbing depths of shadows, dust upon blush and gold hills, as mist, lights one home, checker chartreuse the underground whisper stained, and whines of a sharpened flame. Wilton leaves upon the cloth, speaks of the fight betwixt angels. Hear the call as two walk, following footsteps that near the sands weep in. The bottle brush of rage locks a prism of keys to hourglass of dunes of dawn. Armaments of branch in the cashmere sky, hollyhocks home. A stamping ground purlieu, port of where, is a dwelling place, free of ingle nook and storm, upon choosing to walk with light. End poem.
Leading me trustfully in climbing depths, shadows. I think I have the word shadow in every one of my poems. Climbing depths and shadows. That's the poem that she gold says. Yeah. Kay's showing off. This is very good. Zad's weeping, a bottle brush of rage locks the prism of keys. You know, your ability to choose the words to piece together, for lack of a better term, has gotten so much better. You can just tell by the flow of the thought process continues along. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you as well, and I would agree. I like my writing now. I used to hate it, but now I like it. And it's my birthday on Thursday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You used to hate but I'm excited that you can say now you like it. That's really awesome, don't you think, Hatter?
Yeah.
And I think with wording like cashmere sky and the betwixt angels, I think that's such an amazing metaphor or expression right there. But right from the get-go, we have the greenery dressing and climbing depths of shadows. And, yeah, as I don't think too many people, I can't think of anybody that reads and comments more a week than Kay, and I think that she might have got the hint that you tend to have shadows in your poems. Plus, if I'm not mistaken, it was in the word bank as well, because it's one of your words. So I think this came out excellently, and I think that I should see if Stephen will comment for Kay while I put his poem on the board.
Yeah, I do remember reading this one because we were having a conversation about light and dark, and and I told you in my comment, you know, that we talked about how there is a choice to be made, whether it's unconscious or conscious. There's a choice to be made as to whether or not to follow the light or the dark. And yeah, following the light's definitely the better way to go. It's just unfortunate that some people just don't have they have an imbalance that's causing them not to do that. But yeah, I like this a lot.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And before you read, real quick, let me open the line and say hello to AP. Welcome to the show, AP.
Hi there, Deb. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Glad you're here. And just
hey,
time to hear Stephen read. And we're hoping that Hatter lasts the whole show because he did take his meds. So,
good.
And Stephen, would you take us away?
Yes. Coincidentally, I also used the last two lines from that same poem that Kay used, the one that Hatter read, as my prompt, the line, painting waves to guide me home like a rainbow in the dark. But I will apologize as I kind of went dark and stayed dark with mine. But this is called... cornucopia of tints. Feeling cold walls with numb fingertips seeming to narrow with each limped step. Shuffling bare toes across beach glass, a prism strapped against blind eyes. Directions written in wetted braille, prints shredded without pain. Rainbows await inside unclosed eyelids. The way is lost and full of shame. Deaf ears hear from within the shadows, mouthing syllables without a tongue, hanging from crown with forehead near soundbow, tottering clapper whose cannons have rung. bursting through crates made of papier-mâché, crimson and jaded screams. Guide me to waking as bed begins quaking and writhing apart at the seams. End poem.
Whoa. Bursting through crates of papier-mâché. Yeah, I could pick out a number of places where I think you were referring to a line of one of my poems, but I don't know if, where is it? I mean, did you do that?
I used the end line of that poem that you read earlier as my prompt.
Yeah.
Just
the end one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I had to put shadows in there because I know you like shadows, so I had to put it in there.
You know, I don't know why. Yeah, even in some of my happier ones, it's there somewhere. Shadows dancing, that's here. So I don't know. Rainbows await inside enclosed eyelids. Prints shredded without pain. Rainbows. See, these are I would love to sit down and be able to dissect each stanza, each line. I love the process, the thought of how people create their work, because I know everyone's different.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true, yeah. See, I love the title, A Cornucopia of Tints. I really love the title. Another 10, congrats on that. And I think you did really awesome. I can recognize some of the word bank, but only because I specifically looked for them. And we say it often because there are so many word banks, but that when you can make the poem flow like this and read like this and totally not highlight the fact that it's a word bank and maybe it was tried to be forced or whatever. And of course, they both have shadows in there, which is very cool. But the bursting through crates made of paper mache, crimson and jaded screens. The dark imagery there is really awesome. So I think that you did all, and to go like totally opposite of the feel of the first one was a nice touch on it too. But I really, really, really love that title. Now, let me see here. You guys have a show going on later that I can't wait to read my poem on. Did you want to tell everyone about that? Because I found the coolest elf picture I've ever seen, kind of.
Yeah, I peeked.
I haven't peeked yet. We're pushing it back a little bit. Kay wants to start it at midnight tonight, and it is The Mortuary of Shadows over Poetic Slice of Life. And, yeah, she found a bunch of dark elf on the shelf memes as prompts to write to. So we're going to go with some dark humor tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are looking forward to it. Okay, so
what does elf on the shelf mean? I mean, is there another meaning, elf on the shelf?
I just want to
clarify so I know for sure.
I'll let Kay or Stephen tell you.
Well,
elf on the shelf.
I did some homework. Elf on the Shelf, it was actually a story that started back in 2005 by a mother and her twin daughters who decided to put the book out, and they created the tradition of basically placing the elf on the shelf to try to teach kids to behave, telling them that there is somebody who's watching and will report back to Santa.
Yep.
But it actually has origins that start further back, which I'll talk about in our show because it would take too much time here.
The elf on the shelf is a snitch. Okay.
Yes.
Or mole. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, parents torture their kids. They move it to a different position and stuff like that. And you wake up one day and he's hanging from the chandelier, and the next day he looks like he's eating your cookies or whatever. But people go,
he's a naughty little
wild. And where do you see the photo in mine, Hatter? I'll show you later. But it's my favorite all time elf on the shelf photo. But anyway, now let's get back to the matter at hand. Stephen Akay, I appreciate you calling, and I'm looking forward to your show later. And Mr. A.P. Taylor, would you comment on Stephen's poem and then read yours, please?
Of course. Look, I thought that, it was dark. I've got to say, it was dark. You started dark and you kept on getting darker. there's nothing wrong with dark when it's written well. And the thing about it was, it was just, I really love the colours. I love the paper mache, the crimson and jaded screens. I thought that, they're words and descriptions that you don't normally sort of see in a dark poem, but they're used very effectively here.
Thank you, AP.
Great comment, and if you would take us away, that would be great.
Excellent. Well, it was created a little bit of a tradition, Deb, because I think the last time that it was your birthday show, I think I did a new form where I did a tri-vanel when I put multiple villanelles together. This is a new form called a hatter, Deb, and the hatter form has a 8888448 syllable count, an ABCB double CAN rhyme span. It's got a rhyme, of course. But line 4 is the reverse of line 1. Line 7 is the exact reverse of line 2. And so that's the form of the hatter. This is based off Dunes of the Hourglass Sands. It's called Hourglass Sands. It goes a little bit like this. Sputtering torch, still watching, no. Glow stands, ready light stuttering. Do not watch as the last torch fades. No watching, still torch sputtering. Devil forbade, devil forbade. Stuttering light ready stands glow. Hills creep past of mirror time years. Fears is amongst glass shattered spills. The glass that shattered held the wine. Years time mirror off past creep hills. Lines weep divine, lines weep divine. Spills shattered glass amongst his fears. Tales of March, blood in stained bands, sands hourglass on dunes of lost Wales. The shadows march along the walls. Bands stained in blood march of tales. A dead man calls, a dead man calls. Wales lost of dunes on hourglass sands. In poem.
Oh, wow. Okay, I think it's very complicated. Now, let's talk about what it is. Is it consistent from stanza to stanza? Is it true to the use of my lines?
Yep, and the reverse lines are consistent, yep.
Okay. Wow. So year time is one. The glass that shattered held the wine. Yeah, okay, there it is. Jeez, man. I like it.
Kind of fun, isn't it?
The shadows march along the wall.
Of poetry having with the reverse in it. That's all. Since you don't like it very much, I sort of thought sort of nice contradiction in terms.
But you could also put the last eight was always my line.
Yeah, the middle one is. Yeah, the middle one is.
The middle eight.
The line, line 4. Yeah, line 4 is your line.
Yeah.
Each time.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. And then it seems a little heavier in the last stanza. Dunes of the hourglass sands, the dead man calls. Shadows march along the walls. Dunes of hourglass of the dead. I'm impressed. This is very good, AP.
Thank you.
Put on a list.
And it's called a Hatter. How about that?
Yitty.
Aren't you special? I think it's awesome, the pattern, the poem itself, especially the fact that you threaded him through it in your fourth line, even more especially that you actually recognized his words
line,
at the moment. But, like, it seems to be a night for showing off for our Mad Hatter here because, like, Marilyn Monroe just happened to show up at the beginning and sing happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kay pulled out a little number there that was pretty awesome and had her even called her a show off.
Yep.
So it's like, and then Stephen went all dark. And you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's been fun and we just got started. So, but yeah, this is really awesome. And, you know, this is a phrase we use on you all the time, but that doesn't make it any less true. You really, really, really are a show-off. This is pretty badass, I'm just saying. So the next reader is Wayne Gent. Wayne, will you comment on AP's poem before I get
yours? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I said, this style is wonderful. I wish you'd name a style after me, the Gent. And I like the style. I'm going to be the second one that writes in this style. And I did a good job with the Hatter's little phrases. And wonderful, wonderful style, wonderful poem. Great job.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
Now, the one I wrote tonight was I used all 75 words, and I wrote it to the. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold
on
one half a second. AP, thank you for calling.
Okay,
I appreciate
it.
And great show.
Thanks to you. What? Did you call me?
He said great show. He's going to go have some lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, AP.
Have fun, Deb. Thanks, Hatter. Have fun.
I'll try. Thanks for calling.
Bye,
AP.
See you later, buddy.
Okay, now.
All right.
Hatter, the one that Wayne brought is one for that photo that you like so much.
Yes.
So, Wayne.
The first line is one of his phrases, and I wrote to the, I was inspired by the poem, Traveling With You. It's just about traveling. So this time you're traveling because you're a criminal and you're kind of undercover. And so it goes like this. Any walls that surround me with a brush of forgotten times, traveling in trains, wearing pajamas, walls painted colored limes, ship sheets on boated boats with tags and tickets to stand and seas, arch hourglass figure in misty nightmare, no need for resort keys. Two suntan-tinted lovers face broken chains back home, shadow whisper of mind-stained floor as they crawl beneath the dome. Skies turn light from sun flames, tickling walls of the room at dawn. Metal locks weep as plane four falls, undercover couple march on. Sharpened rain, feed stream that lays dunes from gold hills. Glass glow from prism of rainbow, calling me to ride for thrills. Blood dot torn slacks as torch draws lines on ripped shirts. While I gaze at the green haze, eyeing my baby in short mini skirts. In.
Short mini skirts.
Short mini skirts. Traveling style.
Yeah. You know, why not? That is a real train line. It's in like the Republic of Czechoslovakia, something, or the Ukraine. I think it might be the Ukraine.
Right.
And it's
the Ukraine train.
The love tunnel or the love train. I believe it is. Can look it up.
I didn't know it was real.
This is great. It is. It painting walls that surround me with the brush of forgotten times. That's right out of my handbook.
It is yours.
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah. Oh, yeah. Brush of forgotten times. Probably the trade room of Joe's. Yeah. Painting walls.
If you look at your poem, Traveling With You, it's got a lot of the same kind of hints about dawn and the doors and the boats and ship. And I got up, but I kind of elaborate a little more, I reckon.
Oh, wow.
You crawl across the floor.
I like
it, ball beneath the dome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, Wayne. And I do have to laugh, though, because who would have thought you'd find a way to work a miniskirt into this poem.
It's right.
I was like, okay, he said mini skirt. Jay Hatter on the Run. I love the title. I think that's really cute.
I had mini skirts in Traveling With Me that I read the other night. Those mini skirts.
No, I know. I don't know. But Wayne always has some type of little surprise or a little twist or a little giggle or something to change things up. And this is no exception. But like he crawled beneath the dome, skies turned light from the sun flames, tickling the walls in the room at dawn. I love that expression, tickling the walls in the room at dawn. You think about the light moving through and going across the wall, or like shadow dancing or such things like that, but tickling the wall. I really, really like that expression.
You know, if you could inspire somebody to think the way you create in any way is a compliment. I'd like to think I have, or maybe. Use the word shadow a lot.
The shadows whisper.
No.
I use the word periwinkle a lot, so you know.
I sent you a package with the middle name Periwinkle, I think. No. Hello. Is this on?
Hello.
Who you talking to?
I'm sorry. I was responding to a message. Another surprise. It'll be shortly.
I knew you were talking to me.
You got to leave.
What was that? I'm sorry.
You have
what
to leave.
What did you say, Wayne?
Soon? He's talking about Periwinkle, and I said, I know you weren't talking to me. He's talking to you, and he said
something.
Oh,
he said about using shadows a lot, and I said, well, I use Periwinkle a lot. I think we all have a fistful of words that we use often. Most of mine, it's not really most of them, but a lot of mine are crayon colors, and now that I've shared all my crayon colors with everybody, those colors are everywhere, and I think that's really cool. And man, who doesn't use shadows in their poems from time to time? So it's like, I love that we rub off on each other. I think that's part of the fun.
You're right. There's a handful. There's a handful that everybody uses more often than others.
Yeah. So that was an excellent piece. And I am going to ask Linda if she will comment for Wayne while I go and get her poem. But then, Linda, hold your thought afterwards because I'm going to have Hatter read another one of his right before you read. So please comment for Wayne.
Okay, Wayne. This was really cool. You kind of went out of your zone here, but I like the humor at the end. You got that in really well. And your imagery was quite astounding in this. I really admired your tone of writing here. I think you did a really great job. So I liked it a lot. Thanks for sharing it.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And I have the other one on the board for you to read, Hatter. And then we will have Linda read after you. So if you would go ahead and read that one, please.
Okay, run down the hall. There we go. Yeah, I think I know which poems Wayne went. You used traveling with me and rainbows in the dark and one other, right, Wayne? All right.
Well.
Okay, this is the dunes of the hourglass sound.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. Yeah, I use your traveling with you, and then I use your line painting walls that surround me with the brush of forgotten times, and I'm using both, and they worked out pretty good. They went together pretty well.
Yeah. Cool. That was great. I liked it. Thanks. This next one is my roommate's favorite, and a lady in London. The dunes of the hourglass sands. Do not watch as the last torch fades or reach to the dark with empty hands. Do not walk amongst the devil's sage on the dunes of the hourglass sands. The hills that keep the mirrors of time count the tears you weep. The glass that shattered held the wine lay broken at your feet. The shadows march along the walls, salute with blood-stained hands. Repeat the tales a dead man calls on the dunes of the hourglass sands.
And like, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This one's only on 8 lists. Front page pick, 55 likes, 55, yeah, that seems to be your number, Hatter, 55. 55 likes.
55.
Yeah, 55. And I think that some of these poems that we're that I put up here for you to read tonight should maybe help convince you a little bit that people really kind of like your poetry, Hatter. And I'm going to ask the Queen of Canada to comment on this one.
Well, hang on a second. I thought that, you know, I think that this was... like so many of your poems are little bits of views of you, and that's how I read them anyways. And the hills that keep mirrors of time count the tears you weep. Glass that shattered held the wine lay broken at your feet. Like I just find that everything you write is so poignant, so emotional, and so real, and it's always a surprise, yet it's not. And you know, you talk about the repeat the tales a dead man calls on the dunes of the hourglass sands. Like, it just, you know, there's a lot of regret and remorse and you know, guilt. And I just, you make us feel so much when we read your poetry, and I thought this was terrific.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
What was that?
I said, is it? That's what I'm supposed to do, isn't it?
It is, and you do it well. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Deb, where do you see that it was a front page pick? Where's that on there?
If you look just to the right of your poem, under your... I don't see it now. Wait a minute, because you have a different view than I do because I'm on my computer. But on my computer, if you look over where it shows your name and it shows the fact that you won... or you wrote this 7 years ago, scroll down and there'll be a band where you can take the background away. It says show custom background.
Yeah, just and underneath
that. Check mark next to it. Do you see that? It show custom background.
No, not on my phone.
On your phone, where is the spot that you could share it on Facebook or add it to a list if you wanted to?
At the very bottom.
Okay, then.
After comments.
Yeah, mine says it too.
Okay, then possibly right under where it gives you the option to list it, you should see front page pick 2 years ago. And then right under that is all the...
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, I see.
Okay,
it,
and then out under that is the list that everybody has it on.
Yes.
And, yeah, okay,
yes.
There you go.
You couldn't have written it any bigger. I missed that. Okay, thank you.
Very welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me see here. I am going to get Linda's poem. And Linda, did you already comment on Wayne? I'm a little off track here.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. Would you like to comment on Hatter?
On the one he just read?
Yes.
Another just spectacular piece, Hatter. I kind of wish I would have picked that one to use as my prompt, but I didn't. I used Like a Rainbow in the Dark, both stellar pieces. You have a way of making magic with your words, and I think that's a very special attribute that you have. So carry on, Hatter, carry on.
Hey, Deb, magic with my words. Magic with my words. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And Linda, if you refresh your page, you should see yours.
Oh, yeah, hang on. And I used all four prompts on this, not knowing. I was telling Deb how I get confused lately, but I don't see it up here. Huh. Let me do that again.
There it is.
Oh, wait, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, and this piece is called Thank You, My Dear Hatter, A Very Happy End Birthday to You. Actually, I couldn't find one that said a very happy un birthday to you, so I just went with this one. And it goes like this. Faces stained by broken glass, underground the whispers speak, telling lies of discontent and the shadows weep. Painting ships upon the seas with skies of darkest hues, tortured sleep talks to the walls, a conversation meant for two. The hourglass chimes dawn o'clock. It's time to meet your plane. Then realizing tickets say you're traveling by train. Alas, I'll be alone now, but colors soothe my heart, and they'll shine my way home like a rainbow in the dark. Thank you, my dear Hatter. You thrilled my heart today. So I say to you, my friend, have a wonderful birthday. End poem.
Yeah, you have no problem with the cadence. Your cadence lines up just right. Yeah, then realize tickets saved. You're traveling by train like a rainbow in the dark.
I wanted you to know that I found that poem extremely excellent. I was very thrilled to read it.
The traveling with you, or the rainbows in the dark.
Yeah, rainbows in the dark.
Rainbows in the dark. Yeah, I remember that writing that long time ago. It was very easily written. It was one that just sort of flowed out. Blah. So just on paper. There it was. compared to others, I struggle with. I hate tucking a poem away that you didn't finish because you just can't. Won't let you.
Right.
Yeah, I like the, alas, I'll be alone now, but colors soothe my heart, and they'll shine my way home with a rainbow in the dark.
From the words of a master.
You know, I think I've noticed with your write, you're very careful about using contraction words, and I am too. Try not to unless it fit the cadence. And what I've noticed is yours always fits in, like I will or I'll. Alas, I'll be alone. We feel about that extra syllable. Alas, I will be alone now. And they will.
Right.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, it's something you have to pay attention to, because you don't want two contractions in the same sentence. To me, that's a trip. People trip on that. But yeah, this is very well done. Thank you.
You're welcome, Hatter. Happy birthday.
People read my stuff. People read my stuff, man. Thank you.
I think that this is wonderful, Linda. I especially like that you named it Thank You, My Dear Hatter. That's like really, really sweet. I'm also, aside from the poem, getting a kick out of the fact that how you have everybody calling your birthday an unbirthday, and you know why that is? Because you celebrate it on days like today, when it's really your birthday. You celebrate it any Friday the 13th that you can snatch from the calendar. So you have so many birthdays during the course of the year, you've become the unbirthday participant. So happy real birthday and happy unbirthday. And like I said, Linda, I think that you did awesome. You always do. And you also have excellent rhyme and flow and cadence. And then couple it with your storytelling abilities, and you always bring something great for us.
Thank you, Deb.
And let me get a comment from Lady A on your poem while I go grab her poem.
Well, you know, Linda, I love your stuff, and I love this piece that you've written for Hatter. And I think he was correct. You know, your cadence and your rhyme is always perfect. And I love that you, the hourglass chimes dawn o'clock. It's time to meet your plane. Then realizing tickets say you're traveling by train. It's very creative. It's whimsical. It's very Hatter-esque. And I really, really like what you've done with this. Very well
done.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, my darling.
Awesome.
You're
comment.
Most welcome.
And yours is on the board.
Okay, thank you. So I this is called Memories Remain, and I wrote to for your birthday to the poem, the inspiration I got from the poem My Heart Aches in Colors. So I wrote this with that as my inspiration, and this is where it came. This is what came of it. Crying in the rain, purple once again, bitter tears once salty sweet. Laments the pain of losing her, tears with no relief. Death is a thief, it steals your life in grief. Future love awaits, open your heart anew. Make silver and gold portraits, memories for two. Tears fall upon the sheets, no longer a lonely stream. She'll paint your walls joyous hues, forever loving you. Your heart no longer aches in colors, shades of blue. Cheeks rosy, eyes twinkle as your dreams come true. Your memory box is put away, treasured with respect. Makes way for the new box, your future to expect. Happy birthday, my liege. Happy, happy birthday, Hatter.
Aww. Beautiful.
Thank you. Did you fall off the planet, Hatter?
Hatter?
Oh, here I am talking and everything. I'm sorry. I was doing my thing and I was on mute. So I have the air conditioner on. Can you hear that background noise?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay. Where was I? My heart no longer aches and colors. Twinkle as your dreams come true. When is this going to happen?
Well, you just have to be open to it. You know? It could happen any day. You just have to open your heart again.
Tears fall upon the sheets. Wow. Now, did you sort of mirror my piece, or did you take one line at a time, or did you just take one line and then create around it?
I went verse by verse and, you know, tried to see the message within your verse and interpret that, but to give it a new life, so that you're not like the last line of your last two lines said, "Gray mist lace the lonely cries within my fading dreams." So I wanted to create something for you to look forward to, and
so when I say this is great, a little pretentious. This is great, man.
No. No, because it's different than your poem, and I mean, it's inspired.
I was kidding. No,
okay.
I was kidding. That was. See, it was funnier in my head.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Okay. You know, I was going to say, well, you should write more like this.
I should write more like this.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the funny thing about, I know that when you write these poems that, you know, you're very sad and you have, you know, thoughts of, you know, the demise of your marriage and all the things that have happened to you. But the good memories always stay, and they are kept in our heads. You know, after Bob died, it took me a long time to put my altar of memories that were stashed on my bed for 3 years, and you know, because I couldn't separate myself from putting those things away. I equated it with putting him away, and it took me a while to understand that once, you know, the memories are in our head. They're not in the box that we put stuff in. So, you know, the same way for you to start over is putting those things away. It doesn't mean that you forget, but you put them away so that you can move on. And then
very well said. If
yeah.
I could save time in a bottle, one thing
yeah.
that I've done, save every day till eternity passes, but then I'm spend them with you.
See, he's coming to Canada one of these days, after he goes to Australia. See, now that might be the whole thing, though, Hatter. You'll go to Australia with AP, and then you know you never know, you'll meet some wonderful person there that was certainly not as wonderful as I am, but I mean somebody will be almost as wonderful as I am, and you'll live happily ever after. And I'm not kidding around when I say that. You never know, and this move
I,
for
you.
Yeah,
I think
it's
I think that's the one way I can stay, is if I get married.
See.
I'll just have a sign on it. Ever think of an American?
Oh, you'll just dazzle them with your kindness and your poetry and your, because we all know deep inside that you are a very squishy person.
Squishy. I lived through marshmallow. Look, do not start squishy.
Squishy.
That was
squishy hair.
He's okay with
you're lovable, like huggable and lovable, and you're sweet and loving, and so that's what that means.
Wait, don't make me slam this phone down.
Rock Lives Matter. Rock Lives Matter.
Oh my goodness! Right, hold on a second.
This is California.
Wait. Let's
California
say hello
angry.
To Hatter's sweet potato pie.
Sweet pea, won't you dance with me? Hi, sweet pea.
Hi, I would dance with you every day of the week, especially on your anti-un birthday day.
Thank you. Are you talking with your headset
sweet.
On?
I am. Can you take my headset off?
Yeah, I can barely understand you.
I was
going to
say, I think she's amazingly clear.
I know. It's all about
me. Hi, sweet.
Hi.
Sweet. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thought I'd sneak in for a minute.
Sneak away.
Bring sweet potato pie.
Your sweet potato pie came for you. You know, sweet, I was just teasing Hatter that everybody now calls it his unbirthday, even though today's his real birthday, and it's because he celebrates his unbirthday so many times that nobody's really sure, because he likes to grab the 13th of any Friday the 13th and turn it into an unbirthday. And then here we are with prompts for his let's call this one the actual day of his birth. He's like collecting these birthdays here. I think that's hysterical. And now that everybody, like even Linda's poem, "Happy Unbirthday," was in her photo. So he's got everyone calling it his unbirthday. Oh, and sweet, at the beginning of the show, Marilyn Monroe just happened to and sing "Happy Birthday" to Hatter. So it was quite interesting.
Oh, I love that, Marilyn.
Right?
Yes, I do.
So now, Wayne Den is just about to read one of Hatter's
poems
for us. It's kind of sad because...
Hey, Wayne!
Hey, how you doing, babe?
Good, darling.
Are you
ready? If you guys could see me sing Marilyn Monroe, it's even better.
All right. This is Jay Hatter's poem called "Bring the Noun Slowly."
Oh, sorry.
"Bring the Noun Slowly." To adjectives and verbs, the story begins with a journey of words in words. Lines are sharpened and passions are cued, while pronouns seductively preposition the blues. Whisper a verb softly, tickle my ear, say it adverbially naughty as I draw near. Kiss my words quickly and with no delay, touch my noun softly, hearing you say. Do what you do, then do it to me, dot all the I's and quickly cross my T's, then whisper the words quietly that gives you to me. In. When this weren't too bad.
Lovely read.
You did a great job with the read.
I was accused of wooing, using my words to woo women.
You probably do.
Lady read this. Oh, this is how you woo the women.
Oh. Well, I was going to say it sounds like a compliment, not a disparaging phrase.
It was. No, it wasn't. It wasn't totally. It was I don't know. I took it as a compliment.
Awesome. Absolutely.
It, so I don't think she meant it all that way.
Woo and do. That's what I say. Woo and do.
This is another one
Woo
that
on.
You went.
Woo on.
You wrote this 7 years ago. And then you pulled it out of your vault
4 years ago for a show, and then you pulled it out 11 months ago for a show, and today. So I'm kind of thinking that this is one of your own favorites, which is really cool. And I noticed that you have this little one that says just some to share 39 poems in it. But I think this one was really clever, and it came out quite awesome. Now let me see here.
That's what every writer can relate to.
I'm sorry?
It's a one that every writer can relate to, the words, you know, and giggle out of it. So it's a go-to. It's one of my go-tos.
Yeah. Well, I'm always fascinated to see what a poet brings of their own and what they would share over and over again if they got the chance. And like, I know you bring out, you do, is Sam in this folder right here, this 39 folder? Because there's just some that we can tell really mean the world to you because you bring them out a few times. And I think that that's a big deal to have a poem that you're so proud of that means so much to you that you bring it out multiple times. Just saying.
Amazing Brevity. Is that the folder?
Now, okay, now I do have a surprise, another one of those little treats. And thank you for reading that one for us, Wayne. And I do have another little treat for you. If you click on poem on the board, I will push play.
Okay, we run over there. Okay, got it.
Before I push play, real quick, let's say hi to Sky. Welcome to the show,
Sky. Glad you're here.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Awesome. Okay, now here we sit back for just a moment and push play.
This is dedicated to Hatter. Happy birthday. I'm wishing you another year of laughter, joy, and fun. Surprises, love, and happiness, because to me, you're number one. Here with your poetic pals, a special bond hard to forget. Enjoy a day packed with pleasure. Hope you have the best birthday yet. When your birthday's over, wishing you quite sincerely, that happiness and joy and fun will fill your birthdays yearly. My friend, you have a huge heart. Birthdays shall come and go. Wrote this poem because I care. Hope you have a fabulous show. Don't count the candles, no time adding each year. Instead, count the blessings. Hold those special friends near. Unique bonds been bestowed. Today prove how much I care. Your presence lifts my spirit. Thank you for being there. Happy birthday, Hatter.
Aww.
Love, Boo.
Oh, that was pretty good. You hear it every candle, Beth. Every candle is a blessing. Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Hi, Boo.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Boo.
So that was an awesome recording and a fabulous surprise. I like the photo that she put there, too, with the hat. But there was great rhyme here. And everybody knows just the right thing to say to hit your marshmallow. And she nailed your marshmallow here. And I'd like to, especially my friend, you have a huge heart. Birthday shall come and go. Wrote this poem because I care. Hope you have a fabulous show. And don't count the candles. I thought that was kind of funny. And of course, the ending. Unique bonds
been bestowed today prove how much I care. Your presence lifts my spirits. Thanks for being there. Now, her two closing lines, I'm pretty sure that everybody in the room agree. Your presence lifts all of our spirits, Hatter, and we're all pretty happy that you're there. And notice the theme that started a little there with a thank you. You got thanked from Linda, and you got thanked. So like, one of these days, we might just convince you that we all appreciate you, Hatter. I hope so, at least. Anyway, this was a beautiful poem, Boo. Thank you for sending it in. I'm sure you, since you're listening, you could tell that he's very touched.
Yeah.
See? Told you. So, you did a great job. Thank you. And, Sweet, while I get your poem, will you comment for Boo, please?
Oh, I love this. It's got such a gentleness about it, just like Hatter. It just talks about this, you know, in him in just a sweet way. And I don't think Hatter has to worry about counting candles, because you can't compare his candle to his kindness and his gentleness and his just his soul. So people with these wonderful souls and these wonderful personas never have to worry about candles, because they love that gets out, gets returned far more than the candles or anything else in their lives. And I think this poem encompasses all of that about my love.
Oh, blessings. Candles are my blessings.
Comment.
Thank you, Sweet.
And thank you again, Boo. And Sweet, yours is on the board.
Okay, this is Tock Tick Clocks. Tick-tock clocks have no hands to keep on Hatter's unbirthday day. Tock tick timekeeper magic tricks, clock hands keep time defined. Shadows dance in sand, flowing into broken hourglass, as gray skies greeted Hatter's anti-unbirthday surprise party batch. Hatter listened to the whispers from the underground in Wonderland, locked bolts opening closed doors to all things banned. Balloons of blue, yellow, red, and orange fly to skies, birthday hats and torch candles. Another year says goodbye. Madder than the maddest of Hatters, he slipped from his slippers and jumped from his pajamas, he drew on his pants and sneakers. Traveled by car, plane, train, sank in a ship, had to avoid the barracuda. Hatter broke the chains of time with a caterpillar and a hookah. In an endless tunnel of greenery, Hatter calmed the machinery. Walking along with Father Time, he begged him to stop the machinery. On the tracks of toxic time, the gentleman talked psychology, bickering, giggling, sipping wine, spilling their ideologies. Smells of whiskey and lavender swam in Hatter's dreams. Alice to wish for her sweet face with the extreme. Painting walls that surrounded me with the brush of forgotten times, he wept. Before he heard her sweet voice say, "My maddest patterns, tick-tock clocks tell no time. I'm here in Wonderland, in your dreams, in your rhyme. Happy anti-birthday day, I love you." And with a kiss or two, the sweetness vanished in toxic time. Happy birthday, Jay. I do love you. And poem.
Oh. Thank you, Sweet. Pass me some sweet potato pie. Painted walls that surround me with the brush of forgotten times. Yeah. I do love hearing my own stuff. Is that conceited? Well, don't rush to the no answer.
I don't think it's conceited. I think it's great that you enjoy your listening to your poetry because, you know, oftentimes it's it'll give it a little bit of a different spin or something. But I think it's great that you enjoy that.
It's something that you hear things that you don't in your own head reading it, whether aloud or not. It's different when somebody else reads. Not all the time, but sometimes it's.
I just realized you're a Cancer.
Yes, I am. Oh yeah. Oh, I should read my cancer poem.
As is everyone around me, a Cancer. My daughter's a Cancer. My husband's a Cancer. Everyone's a Cancer.
Really? All
my
landlord was a Cancer. Aries. Girlfriends and wives.
No, we're
Aries.
All Sagittarians and Cancers.
Wow.
Very cool. Leos are my two girls are Leos. I'm a Leo, and my oldest daughter is an Aries. Fire signs.
My grandson's also a Cancer. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, okay. Now, sweet. I love the title, Tick-Tock Clock. I just like the way it sounds. It's just kind of a way mega fun title, a fun sound to it. Balloons of blue, yellow, red, and orange fly the skies, birthday hats and torch candles. Another year says goodbye. Madder than the maddest of hatters, he slipped from the slippers and jumped in his pajamas and threw in his pants and sneakers. I'm like, oh my goodness, where is he going? Traveled by car, plane, train, and then I realized, you know, that was one of his lines. And I think that the thread of it is a great idea that you did awesome with it. Smells of whiskey and lavender swamp. And Hatter's dreams, Alice, to wish her sweet face would be extreme. Painting walls that surround me with the brush of forgotten times, he wept. Another great. So, I mean, I really like how you sort of built this entire thing and just his pieces flow in flawlessly with your pieces, and you did a brilliant job. And I especially love that you ended it with and I love you and some kisses or two. I thought that was really cute to add in the or two. So it says his sweetness vanished in tick-tock time. Well, his sweetness isn't vanished and your sweetness isn't vanished, and this is a very sweet poem.
Thank you.
And Sky, will you come in for me while I grab your poem?
Oh yes, I love it. I thought it was an excellent piece. I love the long line, and the fact that I only really see you rhyme. You write for Hatter, actually. There's very limited times I see you rhyme, but I think you do it so well. You know, and these long lines aren't easy to do. Hatter listened to the whispers from the underground in Wonderland, knowing keys unlock bolts, open and closed door, and all the things stand. A little bit of a slant rhyme, but still the same. I actually prefer a little bit of a slant rhyme more than true rhyme, actually, personally. But this is just wonderfully clever and filled with love and admiration, and I cannot emphasize the clever, which if you're talking about the tick-tock clock, tell no time. It makes me smile. It's a wonderful ode to not only the Wonderland type feel, but also the Hatter. Really well done.
Thank you, Noah.
Really, what she said. I love the beginning too. Yeah. Tick tock tock. Thank you.
Well, Hatter, I don't have a new one for you, but I have an old one that I wrote for you, and I wanted to tell you happy birthday and stop in really quick and read you my It's an older poem, but it's a dedication poem to you that I wrote about 7 months ago or something. Maybe it was my birthday.
Okay.
It goes like this. I didn't write you a poem, but if I had written a poem, I would have mentioned how once you knew me as Midnight Skylar, or perhaps even Raven Darkholm. How we met years ago, ship contest battles last, and so much more. I would have written about when I started fluttering on Blog Talk, and you hadn't realized it was me. And what a kick out of it we both had. I would have told you I love the sweet grumpy man, the sap beneath the mask. How I enjoy our chats, our Hatterday Saturdays, collabs with AP and your sister Deb. Your runaway schemes with the coolest set of all, bake off the sweet potato pie. And of course your nemesis, Man Gabriel. I would have written how I love your rhyme and flow, your silly and your geek, from head to toe. But instead of a poem, this is all I have. And it of course would have been something brilliant, if indeed I wrote. I would have talked about the bumper shoots and tweedle tweets and flippy gibbets, and would have had been clever. But alas, this is all I have for you. My words of appreciation and my admiration too. Here's many years from your sky.
Sky, I love this. This bumper shoots, head to toe, pie. Thank you. I thought you were going to go that way, and you didn't remember me.
I did. That was the whole beginning of it.
It was a different time. See?
You want to change the Blog Talk.
I feel so bad.
I'm actually really thrilled that you brought this one again, because I think that this one is, like, unbelievably amazing, especially, I mean, okay, I'm a little bit partial because, you mentioned his sister in there. But I think all the way through it's really, really sweet. I like how many of us that you actually did put in there, sweet potato pie and the queen and AP and so many names. I think that this is just brilliant, and I'm just, I love that you, I love that you ended it from your sky, because, like, it's funny how some of the nicknames he comes up with stick, isn't it? Your sky, and he's the marshmallow that Lady A gave him, and it's just like sweets, the sweet potato pie. It's really funny. The sweet potato pie and sky.
Okay, now I'm heartbroken.
Sweet.
How come I don't
man.
Have a nickname?
You haven't made me mad yet.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Well, this is also like...
No.
Wait a minute. In Sky's defense, this is also like 7 months old. I don't even know if she met you yet.
Right.
Yeah, but it is an amazing poem. And let me see. Lady A, would you comment on this one, please?
Well, I think it was a wonderful tribute to Hatter, and I like how you said I didn't write a poem, but if I had written you a poem, I would have mentioned how I thought that how you introduced that and actually wrote this piece like that was very, very creative and unique. You hadn't realized I was me, and what a kick out of that we had. Like, you took me down memory lane in such a lovely way and really a whimsical way, too, because, you know, right from the beginning, if I had written you a poem, I would have mentioned how, and just the hat as the picture and mentioning different ones in his life. And I thought this was really a great thing, and I love how you sign sky, sky, sky. You know, Hatter, there's a lot of people that love you, and these poems prove that, how what they think of you and how you are endeared to them, myself included. And I hope that you can take this and realize what a special person you really are, because you are very well loved. And Sky, you did a wonderful job telling him that. And I would have told you I love the sweet grumpy man, the sap beneath the mad. And how true is that? How very true that is. And you captured him divinely. I thought it was wonderful.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Sky, I know you have to do a read and run, but did you want to push a show first?
Yeah, I have just had two ticks on me. I'm like freaking out right now. Saturday night, 8 p.m. over at Poetic Slice, I have the movie Splash. And you can write to any of the clips, themes. I think Sweet Pea is bringing me a mermaid poem. I'm not sure. You sent me something, but it's not a link. But
no, it's
bring
just
me
a picture
anything
of a whale.
Oh, okay. Bring me anything in that genre to pay tribute to Splash. If you guys have seen Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks, brilliant. And we're having this fun over there, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Whale tail, okay?
Yeah, whatever. I'm pretty easy going on those. There's no homework required.
She says that now.
Is that just a California term? Whale tail?
Well, there's enough homework for you at the end of the month because we've got the D&D coming up and next month are the storyboard special edition. So I got to give you a little bit of a break. I got to give you a breather before I start.
I'll be on good meds. I'll be on good meds at the end of the week. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
I have nothing to announce, Deb. Hey, Deb.
Thank you, Sky. And I'm sorry. Linda?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, did you want to ask me something?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up my show next Saturday, the 24th, at 9 p.m. Eastern. Come on down to the Liquid Damage Lounge. We're doing some Janis Joplin. Hope everybody has a good time. So come on down.
Janis Joplin. Ooh.
Hey,
well, they both sound like excellent shows.
Hey, Hatter. I'm going to go help in the shower. I
got to go.
Okay.
Bye,
Sky. Thank you. Thank you.
Night.
Hey, Bella's wishing you a happy
birthday. I'd like to read one for all the cancer people.
Do you have one
of those?
All
the crabs. Yeah. I posted it.
Okay.
This is and every cancer birthdays in July will get this more than others. The times of educational celestial praise, the conversation of stars, legends, and birthdays have become the meek, the flower on the wall, the quiet one. With nothing to say as they all turn my way, the date of my birth, the sign of my cusp, the position of the gods, I would never say much. What's your sign? No one yells out mine. It's the kind you keep to yourself. Just saying my name brings a color of shame, never wanting to share my zodiac name. Cancer. The world dies before my eyes. I bow my head and pretend to cry. I don't know the reason why anyone would name July cancer. Somebody cursed the people of summer, They were named from the stars and the sign they are under, a term for position by inverting two numbers. A bull in May, is that okay? A crab isn't bad, but it ain't no lion. How does one feel when you talk about dying? A horse named Zion or a dog named Spot? I could think of 100 names, but it's cancer that I got. The smile retires in the ways of the sign. You could have been yours, but it's all mine. I am the zodiac no one wants to hear. I am the word all hate and fear. I am the name no one wants to say. I am the one all wish goes away. Cancer,
wow.
July 19th. Just say it.
Very cool, Hatter.
Thank you. And I don't know why we got the sign 69 and the crab. Well, I know I understand the crab. They call this Moon Child. We got the symbol 69. I don't know why that is.
I do.
What is it? Why is it that way? Okay. Well, hence the title of the poem, inverting two numbers. Switch it. Could have been 96.
Cool share,
thank you.
Okay, so here's where we stand, you guys. I have this recording from Phil, and then Sweet's going to read a Hatter poem, and then maybe Ace is going to read a Hatter poem. And then Linda's going to read a Hatter poem, and then we have a Jethro recording to close out the show with. So if you guys click on Phil, I'll push record. I mean, play.
Ready, cucumbers? I can't hear it.
No,
I can't hear it either.
Sorry about
either.
That.
Yeah, I
messed
can't.
Up the list. Okay, click on Phil's. Here it comes. It was my fault.
Okay,
this
got it.
A poem by Phil the Poet called Surrounded by Walls of Absinthe. Drunken, hazy walls of living green, walking on blades of broken glass. Storm clouds come upon the scene, which fail me. Quickly I make a dash. Where do I stumble in striped pajamas, in the shadows of darkened emerald? An arch figure creates his own dramas. Through a shattered hourglass I fall, swallowing the grains of passing time, wrapped in sheets of tinted mirrors, tickling the skirts of erotic rhyme, wetting my slippers in underground rivers, swaying like a boat in this sea of green, tripping over my laces covered in blood. My senses feed upon something extreme, but I faint, wishing I could, I really would. A rainbow prism splits the dunes from my eyes, a whisper of distant hills calling me home. Looking up, my sober mind sees the bright blue skies. Time to crawl from this monochromatic dome. End poem.
All right, I see. He used my heart. My heart aches in colors. Painted walls that surround me, forgotten times. The dunes. Good job. Excellent. It was hard to hear.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was a little bit softer than normal, so I had to listen a little bit harder. But yeah, he always does a fantastic job, and I like what he did.
Yeah.
He took a couple of your of the lines from your poem and used them for the inspiration, and I think you did really good. Like swallowing the grains of passing time, wrapped in streets of tinted mirrors, tickling the skirts of erotic rhyme, wetting my slippers in underground rivers. I think that he did it a very, very clever job. I appreciate the recording and the poem and listening to your voice. I think you did an excellent job. And what were you going to say, Heather?
Yeah, thank you, Phil, for writing. I appreciate it. And I think you should write more like this. kidding. Yeah, it's all very familiar. I mean, I can really relate my words or my style in this. I really can. Thank you, Phil. So much.
Awesome comment. And, Sweet, will you comment for Phil and then read Hatter's poem, please?
Sure will. I think this is wonderfully artistic. It's like a perfect tapestry of warmth, weaved with the threads of brilliance from both Phil and Hatter.
Thank you. That's good.
Thank you. And this is Traveling With You by Hatter. By Jay Hatter, excuse me. Watching the sun crawl across the floor, waiting for the keys that will open the door, with you beside me together at dawn, the many memories of the cities where we've gone. A boat, a ship, a fast-moving plane, or maybe a berth on a slow-moving train. Another resort with a beautiful moon creates a memory of the second honeymoon. Hear the sound of approaching keys that will open the door to set us free. Path with slacks and flowery shirts, pajama with slippers and miniskirts. Times together with customers we share, open the x-rays with nothing declared. We waited on the spinning cold metal ride while strangers watched with curious eyes. Exhausting trips to unknown places, exotic resorts with suntanned faces. Time flies by in a week, times two. Spending my life traveling with you. I see your locks and untied laces, colored tags that speak of the places. There's nothing better than tickets for two and a wish, you know, I wish you to know that I'll love you and poem.
Yeah.
Awesome read. Awesome read. And I know he loves listening to Sweet Rita's poems, for sure.
Yeah, I do.
I know you do. I can't say I blame you. Amazing read, Sweet. Absolutely amazing read. And now, Lady A, will you comment on the poem that Sweet just read and then read Hatter's next poem for me?
Sure. Well, I have to say that this is it's a stunningly beautiful poem. I think that you're talking about the memories of this person, the traveling that you may have done with that person, and all of that together brings about the heart that you have, the love that you have within that heart, and I think this piece is a memory or a reverie looking back, and I see your locks and the untied laces, colored bags, speak of the places. There is nothing better than tickets for two, and I wish to know you to know that I love you. I think this is beautiful. It's just like you.
Thank you, Lady.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Lovely. Okay, so the poem that I'm going to read is the one that I used for my poem for you tonight. And it's called My Heart Aches in Colors. Did you want me to read it, or are you going to ask others for comments? Sorry.
No, no. I'm just trying to fit the last of the poems in, so you're right on cue, please.
Okay. My heart aches in colors. My heart aches in colors, my tears now bitter wine, painting walls that surround me with the brush of forgotten times. The blues are blackened by the spaces where a memory once grew. The distant flames now fails to paint the walls of loving you. The tears now fall upon the sheets that fills a lonely stream. Gray mist laced the lonely cries within my fading dreams. End poem.
No.
Beautiful read.
Could you read that again?
You want me to read it again? Did he say to read it again?
I just got to it. That's okay.
Oh.
I heard it.
Is that okay, Deb?
She can. Absolutely.
Okay. My Heart Aches in Colors by Jay Hatter. My heart aches in colors, my tears now bitter wine, painting walls that surround me with the brush of forgotten times. The blues are blackened by the spaces where a memory once grew. The distant flames now fails to paint the walls of loving you. The tears now fall upon the sheets that fill a lonely stream. Gray mist lace the lonely cries within my fading dreams.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful read. Absolutely. Another amazing share, Heather. Really awesome.
I like
poem.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I like the ones that are shared tonight. Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. Now, Linda, will you comment on the one that Lady A just read, and then read Heather's next poem, please?
Sure. Yeah, this was very heart-wrenching, Hatter. It just showed a lot of emotion and a loss of a heart, you know, and it kind of made me sad. But yeah, one of the more lovelier poems I've read ever, really. You have just an astounding way with words. Your rhyme and your cadence is always flawless as well. And I just love hearing your short little poems that are so filled with heart-wrenching emotion. So, yeah, you did an extremely good job on this, Hatter. Lovely job.
Thank you. Thank you, Gidget.
Awesome comment. And if you would read Riding Mountain Cucumbers. And I just wanted to tell everyone that the reason I brought this one on the board is because according to AutoRank, this is Hatter's highest scoring poem ever.
It's my what?
Okay.
It's your highest scoring poem ever. Order ranked made it number one of yours.
Oh, okay.
Then
yeah.
It's an honor to read it. It's called Riding Mountain Cucumbers.
Oh, no.
Atop caramel camel shooting virgin beavers, riding mountain cucumbers sliced with waxen cleavers, coconut trees in clover fields, coral reefs in copper shields, burning iceberg wishing wells, watching flaming paper shells, gunmetal jackets and popsicle guns, pumpkin head trophies practicing funds, rusted tumbleweeds across strawberry flats, whiskey-filled melons that they wore as hats, honeydew novels with dandelion covers, champagne-drunk lobsters for backdoor lovers,
Bees are better with a buzz, and silly is as silly does. I do not want to end this now. I did not think ahead. Sometimes you'll find that it's all in your mind. Did you hear what I said? I'm sorry. Did you hear what it was I said? Jay Hatter. Very nice.
Yeah, it's all in your mind.
Go ahead, Hatter.
Yeah, this was a recent one, sort of a whimsy, as Sky and Pretty Bird would say. Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't often see word banks, but you're doing them more and more. And what I thought was the coolest part was that now that you've done a few and you got a few under your belt, it seems that this one here not only wound up climbing all the way to the top of the Hatter chart and parking itself in the number one position, but this one also, 19 days ago, was picked for the front page. So there's a trend. You got a lot of high-ranking poems that made it onto this show tonight, and this is one of those. So really, really awesome. Now, where we're at now is we have one. What? Yeah, did you know this one was on there? Front page, yeah. Quite a few of them were front page picks tonight. And that is fantastical. But now,
yeah,
we have one
cool
poem left. It's a recording. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to remind everyone that tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern, it is Rack and Tour show Off the Rack, and he has a really cool topic for tomorrow. It says Elvis had a peanut butter and bacon and banana sandwich, and some people thought that was strange. Tell him something about something that you enjoy that people just can't seem to wrap their minds around, the fact that somebody would put that kind of a combination together and then enjoy it. And like, I have quite a few of them. For example, on mashed potatoes, I like to mix the gravy in, and then I like to scoop some of the baked bean juice out of barbecued baked beans and put them on there, too, and mix it all together. And people look at me with this pinkish-colored, mushy mess on my plate, but, oh, my gosh, it's so good. And I have a bunch. So I'm trying to figure out which way I'm going to go. I might just thread a few of them in there, but it sounds like a really fun topic. And, again, that's Rock and Tour tomorrow at 11. And then, Lady A, would you like to tell us what's happening on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I have a song that is the song, the lyrics are printed in, the song itself is there for everyone to write to whatever that song inspires them about to bring it.
And that's at 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
And also at 9 p.m. Eastern, you want to tell us about Thursday, my sweetie?
Yes, it is anagrams with a variety of poets' names that you can pick from. And within those poets' names, you can actually find over 4,000 words in the anagram world, and take your word list and write a poem on any subject you would like. But it is kind of looking for those words and creating your own word bank and writing your own poem.
And that was such a fun prompt. Yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing my monkey with you that night. And I'm actually also looking forward to seeing what Hatter did with his word bank. So that's Thursday. And then Friday at 11 p.m. is Tic Mac Poe. So there's the next handful of shows. And, Hatter, I don't believe that you've ever heard this poet before, because I think you had already come and gone on Pretty Bird's show last night. This is Jethro, and he did a recording, and he wrote to your prompt, the one about the plane and train or something like that, planes and trains.
I can't find it. No big deal. If you click on the link, I will play that one.
Okay, let me get there.
And okay.
Should have put the reading room closer to the studio.
It was closer yesterday.
Just saying.
Right? Oh, my goodness. And the one he wrote to is a boat, a ship, or a fast-moving plane, or maybe a berth on a slow-moving train. That's your line. And here is Jethro's poem.
Jethro del Cielo reads, "For you see, I'll be traveling. Guess the song in my old 92 stereo eventually will be going and gone. Even Elizabeth Cotton wouldn't last forever. Even if I refused to know which year it was, she took that old freight train out of town. Like me, she's just sleeping, isn't she? That's what I tell myself most of the time. And no time of leaving our last call. Reaches this place where I am going and gone. Where I'm heading once the record plays itself out. For you see, I was born the traveling kind. Lousy roads, old trails, running trouble. Rarely in a destination in mind. It's mostly just elsewhere to somewhere else, which is good enough when you're traveling this light. An old bag with an oft-fixed piece of rope. Ocean, sky, airplane rides, drinking Bombay gin. Paid for or jumped trains, feeling blind. Tired up to 5 steps, up a bus, all quiet. Staring into that same dark window glass, saying little or nothing at all. Playing record after record on old MP3s. Until out of AAD and AAA batteries. From mountain town to lower altitudes. From city to city, walking riverside. I don't really much mind these walking blues. Suddenly though, I find it's been years since I'd ever traveled. These days, it's almost been a decade and a half since I traveled anywhere and any distances, not simply of my own mind's make. Well, I was born the traveling kind, and I shall soon get going and gone. When this old LP has begun to spin quietly, I'll just pick up my bag, don these old shoes.
Really far. Wow. I was born the traveling kind. It does take a special person to travel all the time. What was the one? Oh, before the batteries. Staring into the same dark window glass, saying little or nothing at all. It's like a lot of times these bands back, I don't know if it's so much today, but what I had heard these guys, they say, you know, you're catching the red eye or a private jet from some airport you've never even heard of to get to the different places, and that one line, staring into the same dark window glass, say little or nothing at all, tend to lose yourself. Everybody's, you know, living the life of a rock star. Well, to become that, you have to do this. You got to pay your dues. And it's like one city to the next. You do, some of these guys do 52 cities in 52 weeks. Well, Jesus. Or 52 days or something. Doing concerts, jumping on a plane and jamming. I think it really hit on that quite well. The old bag on this pizza, though. Yeah, it's deep. I'd like to go through and dissect this. Because I can tell it's deeper than it first reads. In comment.
Yeah, I think so too. And he takes his time and he's very precise in his reading as well.
Yeah. It is precise.
Yeah. I like what you did with your poem. Go ahead, sweet.
My old 92 stereo.
Hold on a second, Heather. Your sweet potato pie wants to say 992.
I was just going to say, I know, you know, you think of bands and you know, these guys booking 53 flights, just tours, everything like that. But from my perspective and possibly even looking at AP, business travelers, I mean, what we're pushed to do, what we call road warriors, from business city, from business city, to get on a plane, and you have to be in this state or in this city, in this state, and sometimes two cities in a day, just to meet the criteria of what you're expected to do. I mean, when I was in HR, I would have to do, you know, investigations, and I'd have to be, you know, in this state, in this town, pack my stuff up, get on a plane, and be in this city, in this state by the end of the day. And then in the morning, hit the airport and be in the next city in the next day. So I could be in a matter of 48 hours in four different cities. So it's crazy. And you are. You're just, like, exhausted. And his line about Bombay gin cracked me up because, trust me, by the time I was in my night flight headed home, that was the drink of choice. So I really thought that was that's a great line.
Yeah, that's what they said contributed to the death of Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens, was they were zigzagging back and forth to where it wasn't planned out in any kind of a linear way. So they had to jump in the middle of the night, you know, freezing cold, had to jump on that plane to get to the next gig, which is sort of back into the snowstorm before they just had come and... very much contributed to it. In fact, it sort of changed the way they looked at scheduling musicians all across the board, even any entertainer. They started looking at the cost by not planning. It was as simple as that. They were flying at 1:30 in the morning in like minus 10 degrees weather. Make sure that
that's
they didn't forfeit a gig. Thank you, sweet pea.
Welcome, my love.
This is very good. This was, what does he go by? Jethro. Thank you, Jethro, very much.
Well, we are at that point, everyone. Before I do the rundown, Hatter, was there anything that you wanted to say? I hope you had a really good time.
I did. I'm vain enough, honest enough to say that I do love hearing my stuff read by others. I do. And to know that I've inspired in any way or affected how you write, most honored, humbled. Thank you very much. I'd like to hear Alice.
Sure. Let me say goodbye. to everyone who contributed to this amazing show. I want to say thanks to Kay and Steven and Wayne and Linda and Lady A and AP and Sweet and Sky. And I'd like to thank Boo and Phil and Jethro for the recordings. I think that every single one of you are fabulous. I love spending time with you, and I'm thrilled that you were able to help share this night with Hatter. None of you ever seem so amazed. I feel honored to know you, and I had a really fun night. I hope you did as well. And
it was
on
great.
That note,
it was great.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world, Hatter.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep writing.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Gidget.
I'm so glad you're all here.
Very, very cute.
Oh, my goodness. You're a bugger. And just a quick reminder that A Poetic Slice of Life goes live in 60 seconds with the Elf on the Shelf Horrors. And tomorrow, at a team of voices, raconteurs, tell us about the food, crazy food you mix and eat. Happy birthday, Hatter. Love and respect.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank everybody for participating. Mrs. Nemesis, Steve, Sky, Boo, you know, and everybody else. I would screw it up.
And everyone else that I named. You are all appreciated.
And everybody. You know who you are. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, Hatter, and happy birthday.
Good night, guys.
My name is Yael.
Good time. Shine down.
it would. You see?
Hi.
Happy birthday, Hatter. Night, everyone.
Night, night.
Love and respect.
Love and respect.